From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama has arrived in Jordan, the final stop on his Mideast tour that's taken him into meetings with Israeli and Palestinian leaders. In Jordan, he will talk with King Abdullah about issues including the Syrian civil war and Iran's nuclear programs. Before leaving Israel, the president stopped at the Holocaust Memorial.
I've stood in the old Warsaw ghetto with survivors who would not go quietly. But nothing equals the wrenching power of this sacred place where the totality of the Shoah is told.
Mr. Obama has been reaffirming the U.S. commitment to modern-day Israel, founded in 1948 as a permanent home and refuge for Jews following the devastation of the Holocaust. Turkey has reportedly accepted the apology of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for remarks Netanyahu made when Turkey put four Israeli former military commanders on trial in absentia over the deaths of nine Turkish activists on board a ship headed for Gaza in 2010. Both countries' leaders have said they want to normalize relations again. Lawmakers in Cyprus are set to vote today on a new bailout plan to keep that country solvent. Joanna Kakissis reports that's after Russia declined to come to Cyprus's aid.
Cyprus reignited the euro debt crisis this week when its lawmakers refused to follow EU and IMF orders and dip into people's savings to pay for a $13 billion bailout. So the Cypriots wooed their ally, Russia, for loans backed by stakes in natural gas reserves recently discovered off the island's coast. Here's Zsolt Darvas of the Bruegel Institute in Brussels.
If the Cyprus government could convince Russia to invest massively in Cyprus, for example, in exchange for the rights to exploit gas from the Cyprus gas field, that could perhaps save the Cyprus banking system.
But the Russians didn't bite, so the new bailout plan must pass muster in Brussels. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
Gun control legislation due for debate next month in Congress will now include a requirement for expanded background checks. NPR's Elsa Chang reports on other provisions which do not include a ban on assault weapons.
The Senate bill would also increase funding for school safety and stiffen penalties for gun trafficking. Majority Leader Harry Reid said in order to be effective, any overall bill that passes his chamber must include background checks. That's good news to gun control groups who are disappointed after hearing the Senate package won't include an assault weapons ban. The sticking point about background checks for gun rights groups is whether records of all sales can be kept. They say universal record keeping could lead to a national gun registry, and criminals will circumvent background check laws anyway. Elsa Chang, NPR News, the Capitol.
Stock prices are up, the Dow up 80 points. This is NPR. New guidelines from the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists recommend that pregnant women not have cesarean sections unless they are medically necessary. NPR's Patty Naiman reports on the issues at play.
The college estimates 2.5% of cesarean births are performed simply because patients requested them out of fear of childbirth pain or concern about future sexual functioning. C-sections carry greater risk than vaginal delivery, including bladder and bowel problems, as well as complications in future deliveries. Cesareans also mean longer hospital stays. In a related recommendation, the college also suggests the doctors just say no if patients ask to deliver their babies before 39 weeks. A full-term pregnancy is 40 weeks. Earlier deliveries are warranted only when medically necessary, says the college, in cases like preeclampsia or poorly controlled diabetes in the mother. Patty Naiman, NPR News.
The universe is older than scientists thought by at least 50 million years. Closer scrutiny of radiation remaining from the so-called Big Bang that created the universe as we understand it shows that that event occurred some 13.8 billion years ago. Columbia University physicist Brian Greene says one thing about the new measurement that's interesting is its precision.
Our ancestors looked up to the sky and wondered why we're here. Now we turn powerful telescopes toward the sky and we measure details of how we got to be here.
The new data also show the universe expanding slightly more slowly than scientists previously thought, and a little fatter, with more matter in it than they'd believed. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Joyce Foundation, working to improve the quality of life in the Great Lakes region. Learn more at joycefdn.org.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. At 1 o'clock, do stay tuned for American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. That's followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. Right now, we're going to go back to the Apollo Theater, live in November of 1990. Listen to B.B. King. B.B. with A Number Called All Over Again. That's his closing solo is pretty interesting on this next track. It sort of echoes of summertime. B.B. King on the guitar and vocals again with A Number Called All Over Again.
Go shopping instead, to pick up me a tombstone, oh, and be pronounced dead. When I read your letter this morning, baby, that was in your place and bed. Oh, when I read your letter this morning, babe, that was in your place and bed. Oh, that I would be better off dead. The letter read, it's no use you looking for me, baby, or ever hoping to get me back. She said, it's no use. No use you looking for me, baby. I'm hoping to get me back. She said, because it's all over now, baby. Hey, baby. and you can bet on that.
B.B. King, again live at the Apollo back in November of 1990, a number called All Over Again. We're going to turn now to the other King from Mississippi, Albert King. He was not born Albert King. He was born Albert Nelson. B.B. King was born Riley B. King. Albert King called his guitar Lucy. B.B. King called his guitar Lucille. So, and there's obviously some similarity between the two. A lot of people believe it's not purely a coincidence. Many feel that maybe Albert King was trying to sort of associate himself with B.B.'s reputation, maybe some of B.B.'s early hits. We're going to turn to Albert. He was born a couple of years earlier than B.B. King. He was born in 1923 in Indianola and really caught his stride recording for Stax Records in the 1950s. He ended up having a number of hits. We're going to turn to one of them, a tune he recorded back in 1967. Really interesting piece. It was written by a couple of gentlemen that he did quite a bit of work with, Booker T. Jones being one of them. Booker T. originally, of course, from, I guess most famous in his own right as a recording artist for being the leader of Booker T. and the MGs. And the tune was co-written by William Bell for Albert Collins. Here's Albert with his Born Under a Bad Sign.
Been down since I began to call. If it
for bad luck. You know I won't have no luck at all. Hard luck and trouble been my only friend. I've been on my own ever since I was 10. Born on a bad side. Been down since I began to call. If it wasn't for bad luck, you know I wouldn't have no luck at all. I can't read. I didn't learn how to write. My whole life has been one big fight. Born on the bad side. I've been down since I began to crawl. If it wasn't for bad luck, I said I wouldn't have no luck at all. That ain't no lie. You know, if it wasn't for bad love, I wouldn't have no kind of love. If it wasn't for real bad love, I wouldn't have no luck at all. You know, wine and women is all I crave. A big leg woman gonna carry me to my grave. Born on the bad side. I've been down since I began to crawl. If it wasn't for bad luck, I tell you I wouldn't have no luck at all. Yeah, I'm a bad luck boy. Been having bad luck all of my days,
yeah. Ooh, it sure is some fine men up in here tonight. I can't figure out which one of these fellas I want to get close to. Lord, I wish the band would slow this music down so I can get close to somebody. They keep playing all of this fast music. Everybody dancing miles and miles apart, jumping up and down and all of that stuff. Ooh, I think I spotted me a fine hunk over there in the corner. I gotta make a trip up here to this band and tell them something. I want the whole band to slow this music down. Now how can I get close to these pretty boys when you got me jumping up and down? I wanna bump and grind and get on. Boys and slow drag across the floor and do like they used to do it back in 1954. Now, fella, I sure enough like your music, but you got to change the groove. Just looking at all of these pretty boys got me in a sexy mood. We'll be right back. and slow drag it across the floor. Do it like they used to do it back in 1954. I wanna bump and grind and get on down. Hold your body close to mine. Wanna bump and grind and get on down. Hold your body close to mine. Ooh wee, ooh yeah. I wanna bump and grind and get on down. Hold your body close to mine. I wanna bump and grind. Hey, hold your body close to mine. Ooh wee, ooh yeah. I wanna bump and grind and get on down. Hold your body close to mine. Wanna bump and grind and get on down and hold your body.
From 1984, and from her album Right Place, Right Time, that was Denise LaSalle with Bump and Grind. Denise brought up in Belzoni, Mississippi. She sang in churches before she started singing blues and R&B. Ended up moving to Chicago in the early 1960s. Had some hits early in the 70s. And then in 1980, she signed with Malico Records. And her career kept going and did pretty well for her during that time. She's a really, really fine vocalist and songwriter. Before hearing Denise, we heard Albert King here on KRVS. We heard Albert King from 1967 doing Born Under a Bad Sign. That's got to be the quintessential blues tune, Born Under a Bad Sign. If I didn't have bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. Albert King. Cream covered that tune very quickly after Albert King recorded it. Next here on the Blues Box, we're going to turn to Corey Stevens and his tribute disc to Albert King. The disc is called Albertville. It came out in 2007. Here's Corey Stevens on guitar and vocals with a number that Albert King first recorded back in 1973, a number called That's What the Blues Is All About.
You come home one evening to nothing but the four walls. You find out your phone been disconnected. You can't even make no calls. You holler out for your baby, no, and she's not there. You look in the closet, buddy, and you find out it's all bare. That's what the blues is, people. That's what the blues is all about. Hell, that's a hard pill to have to swallow when you find out what the blues is all about. I went out my backyard and I whistled for my dog. He ran back up under the house, people, like he didn't even know me at all. Hadn't fed him in 2 or 3 days. He was looking kind of thin. Oh, when your dog turned his back on your buddy, you haven't even got a friend. That's what the blues is, people. That's what the blues is all about. When you find out what the blues is all about. Oh, I think I got 'em. I went out to my mailbox. I got a stack of bills that I can't pay. I guess that woman been out shopping again. Well, I've been at work all day. I see a man coming with his tools. I guess they're gonna shut off my water. You know, they got my gas yesterday. Now they're coming right back for the lights tomorrow. That's what the blues is, people.
drive me out of my mind. Oh, big leg, tight skirt, about to drive me out of my mind. I love me, oh baby, I just can't help myself. When I see you walking, walking down the street, when I see you walking, walking down the street, your big leg, your tight skirt knocks me off of my feet. Big leg, tight skirt, about to drive me out of my mind. Oh, big leg, tight skirt, about to drive me out of my mind. Like a motor boat, ho, she walk, she rides like a motor boat. She reels, she rocks up and down the street. Big leg, tight skirt, about to drive me out of my mind. Oh, big leg, tight skirt, about to drive me out of my mind. Big leg, tight skirt, about to drive me out of my mind. Big leg, tight skirt, about to drive me out of my mind.
From 1965, that of course was John Lee Hooker, Big Legs, Tight Skirts. Before a Hooker, we heard Corey Stevens from his disc Albertville, again a tribute to Albert King. And Stevens did a cover of the Albert King tune. Well, he didn't write it, but anyway, the number was That's What the Blues Is All About. Next here on KRVS, a couple of Pacific Northwesterners, Curtis Salgado and Terry Robb. Terry on vocals on this track. He's also a fine blues harp player, and as of late, he's been pretty good, a very good blue-eyed soul singer. Curtis Salgado and Terry Robb on guitar, and they're going to do a number that definitely has echoes of John Lee Hooker. They credit it to Junior Parker, though. Curtis Salgado and Terry Robb with a number called Feeling Good.
Remember as a small boy, I grew up at 2328 Roosevelt Boulevard. And my bedroom was situated right next to my mom and pa's bedroom. I could hear everything they said. And usually what they talked about was me and the trouble I had gotten into. And I remember one night, my mom saying to my pa, "That boy's got the boogie-woogie. It's in him, and it's gotta come out." And I remember my father saying, "Damn right that boy's got the boogie-woogie. That's my boy in there." And if I remember correctly, that's what made you attracted to me. Yeah. And I remember kicking back in the bedroom and going, so good. Feel alright. Feel alright.
so good. Feel alright. Feel alright. Feel alright. To the break of day. Now old folk boogie and young folk too. Nobody boogie, baby. Like me and you, oh, on a boogie baby, yeah. Boogie baby. Boogie baby, yeah. Boogie baby. I feel alright. I feel alright. I feel so good. Feel alright. I feel so good. All right.
From their disc Hit It and Quit It, once again, Curtis Salgado and Terry Robb with a take on Feeling Good. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon.
Support comes from John Slaughter, photographer and author of The Photographic Treatment of Grand Coteau, Louisiana, published by the University of Louisiana at Lafayette Press. More at grandcoteaubook.com.
From her disc, Blues Ain't Pretty, here is Geneva Magnus.
Walk right up to me, baby.
From Oakland, California, that was E.C. Scott, Living for the Weekend from her disc Masterpiece. She was preceded by Geneva Magnus, Geneva originally from Detroit. We heard her from her disc Blues Ain't Pretty, doing a number entitled Tell Me What I Did Wrong. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to one of the great divas of blues and R&B. Got her career really going strong back in the, what was about 1943 or so. From 1949, here is Dinah Washington.
Welcome back to town. You're doing so much traveling, never know when you'll be round. You're a fine and mellow fella, but you're stubborn as a mule. You're cheating on the outside, doing anything you choose. Better come back on the inside, 'cause you've got too much to lose. But I just don't have the time, 'cause I've got so many men that they're standing in line. You will have to come across, 'cause any time I'm ready, I can tell.
Sometimes I wonder, yeah, am I man or mouse? I'd like to live as well as that dog does at my house. I got a cold, chilly woman, mean as she can be. I got a cold, chilly woman, mean as she can be. Yes, we fight every night, we ought to be on TV.
but now I'm just a mouse.
From 1966, that was Junior Parker on vocals and blues harp, originally from Memphis. Got his start with Howling Wolf and a lot of pointers on the blues harp from Sonny Boy Williamson II. Before we heard Junior Parker here on KRVS, we heard Dinah Washington from 1949. From 1994, we're going to turn to Floyd McDaniel, a Chicago blues vocalist and guitarist. He was with the Four Blazes in the 40s and early 50s, also with the Ink Spots. Here he is with a group called the Blues Swingers, the late Floyd McDaniel with Why Has Life Got to Be That Way?
I'm tired of being busted, my mind's about to blow. My health is kind of failing, I spend my days and nights alone. You tell me, why's life gotta be this way? Still looking for a good life, but these blues get in my way. Everything's a struggle, I can't seem to get a break. No money in my pocket, my heart it seems to always ache. You tell me, why's life gotta be this way? Still looking for a good life, but these blues get in my way. Trying, they say to keep the faith, but I can't keep from wondering just what can be my fate. You tell me, why does life have to be this way? Still looking for a good life, but these blues get in my way.
Every time I hear that piano man rock, jumping, jiving, screaming, moaning. Every time I hear that sax man wail, so jump that jive, shout those blues, honk that reed, pound on those keys. Bumping, pounding every time I hear that piano man rock. Jumping, jiving, screaming, moaning every time I hear that sax man wail. So jump that jive, shout those blues, pound those keys. We'll be right back. song is shouting, pumping, pounding every time I hear that piano man rock. Jumping, jiving, screaming, moaning every time I hear that sack man wheel. So jump that jive, shout those blues, pound those keys, rock on those breeze.
Mitch Woods and his Rocket 88, some great West Coast jump blues, doing a number called Honkin', Shoutin', Pumpin', Poundin'. Prior to hearing Mitch Woods, we heard the late Floyd McDaniel. We heard McDaniel from 1994 and from a disc called Let Your Hair Down. Floyd did a cover of a number called Why Life Got to Be That Way. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. We are member-supported public radio. Listeners like yourself keep us on the air with annual contributions. If you are one of those members, we'd like to thank you for your support. If not, we hope you'll consider supporting us. You can pledge securely online at krvs.org. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. It is currently 11 a.m.
This program is sponsored by the Office of Dr. Ann Lorentz Dental Artistry, now offering anxiety-free sedation dentistry. Dr. Ann Lorentz Dental Artistry, located at 101 West Marshall Avenue near River Ranch in Lafayette. The number for more information or to schedule an appointment is 406-1110, online at drannlorent.com.